Now I want to talk about focusing on being a consummate sales professional. And to be a consummate sales professional, that means you're consistently upgrading your game. You're consistently getting training programs. And there are a lot of training programs out there. I personally have taken strategic selling, consultative selling, target account selling, reverse selling, solution selling, spin selling, and there are a lot of other sales programs out there that I haven't taken. My very favorite these days is Eric Lofholm's Protégé training program. Very effective. Great sales training doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. In fact, it immediately makes you more effective, and it usually pays itself back within days. Some of the more expensive selling systems, like strategic selling or target account selling, may pay themselves back over a period of weeks or months, but it will pay you back. What we learn with these sales systems are effective sales sequences and processes, effective language to use and questioning techniques to use, sales psychology, strategies for complex sales cycles, and strategies for impulse selling, and tactics for building relationships, qualifying prospects, developing opportunities, proposing solutions, handling objections, and so much more. Here's a tip for you. Work as a professional sales team works. It's been my privilege to be a member of many sales teams. And with larger organizations where they're selling multi-hundred-thousand-dollar or multi-million-dollar contracts, they almost always work as sales teams. There are a lot of sales situations that are handled much better with a team than they are with an individual. It allows synergy. Here's an example that I had earlier in my career. I was a technical sales rep on a sales team where there was a sales professional, the lead salesperson. I was a technical sales rep. And then we had a support rep back in the office. It was the role of the sales professional to develop the relationships and make the proposals. It was my role as a technical sales rep to talk about the features of the product and the benefits of the product, to help make sure that the client knew what it could do and what it could not do so they could make a good decision. And it was the job of the sales support person on the team to actually generate the proposals, to schedule the meetings, to make the travel arrangements, etc. When we had a large sales opportunity, it was critical for us to have a sales team. We always chuckled that nobody believed the sales professional. The sales professional was there to buy the beers and to hand out the cigars and to just glad hand and develop the relationship. It was the responsibility of the technical sales rep to tell the client exactly what the products could do and couldn't do. So certainly some sales opportunities work much more effectively when you have the synergy that comes from having a professional sales team. Think about your sales as being a team project. Work with other people to help develop the relationship, to send the message to the client that we've got a lot of smart people here. It's just not one person that you're connected with. You're connected with a company that's very grounded and a company that's very capable. And here's one of the reasons why it's very important to take a very professional attitude towards sales. Sales is a tremendous mindset shift for many, many people. Great sales training gives you lots of focus on positive attitudes and the power of positive thinking, the power of intentions, the power of painting a vision, the power of telling a story, the power of great languaging on your sales call. As a sales professional, you need to be constantly working on not just your tactics, not just your strategies, but on your attitude and on your mindset. It's what great sales professionals do.